姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢神又带领我们新的一个开始。
Thank the Lord for once again leading us into a new beginning.
把我们的一年的开始，我们真像保所说的。
And so at the beginning of this year, may it be like what Paul said.
我们忘记，我只有一件事情，就忘记背后，努力向前。
That there's one thing, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward towards what lies ahead.
竭力奔跑，竭力直奔，为要得神在基督里面从上头来照我们的奖赏。
Pressing on towards the goal of the upward call to Christ in Christ Jesus.
我们现在看起初的圣经。
So now let's take a look at some passages in Scripture.
头是我们仍然读出埃及记二十五章。
So let's begin once again by turning to Exodus 25.
出埃及记二十五章第一节。
Exodus 25, verse 1.
第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution."
第八节、第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them.
制造帐幕和其中一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
According to all that I am going to show you as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it.
我们再翻到三十五章。
Now let's turn to Exodus chapter 35.
出埃及记三十五章三十节、三十节、三十一节。
Exodus 35, verses 30 and 31.
摩西对以色列人说：“犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，耶和华已经提他的名召他。”
Then Moses said to the sons of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah."
又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、聪明、知识，能做各样的工。
And he has filled him with the Holy He has filled him with the Spirit of God.In wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all craftsmanship.
34, 35. 耶和华又使他和但支派中亚西沙漠的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵敏，能教导人。
He has also put in his heart to teach both he and Oholiab, the son of Ahisamac of the tribe of Dan.
35节前半部，耶和华使他们的心满有智慧，能做各样的工。
And the beginning of verse 35, he has filled them with skill to perform every work. Now let's turn to the New Testament in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Verses 19 and 20.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是以圣徒同国，是神家里的人的。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己房角石。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
第四章十一节到十三节。
Chapter 4, verses 11 through
13. 他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ.
只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，可以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
我们圣经就暂时读到这里，先祈祷一下。
This will conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，每次来到面前，我们更是存着等候仰望你的心。
Lord, we thank you that each time we gather before you, we have a heart that waits and longs for you.
特别在这个新的一年开始的时候，巴不得你给我们更多一颗寻求渴慕的一个心。
Especially at the beginning of this year, may you give us an even greater yearning for you in our heart. And so while we still have years on this earth, that we may pursue that greater thing that you prepared for us. That you would be our heart's satisfaction and enjoyment. And that you would also use the church on earth to testify of you, of your abundance. So that through the church that you may receive glory, honor, and dominion. We thank you that the church is your home, is your dwelling place.
It
is the fullness of Him who fills all in all. So may you show your grace and your mercy. So in this small service, that may satisfy your heart. And may it please your heart. So we pray this with blind hearts and pray this in your name.
Amen.
And pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So today I will continue to share on the topic of building up the church. And so previously we had talked about through the principles of building of the specifications for the tabernacle, these principles of building up the church. And when God led the Israelites out of Egypt beneath Sinai, and God commanded them to construct a sanctuary for them so that He may dwell amongst them. And this is the purpose of His calling of the people. And so the tabernacle is where God will dwell. And so the tabernacle is so that God may dwell amongst men, be with His people. And when we come to Solomon and the temple, we come to the same principle. And the purpose of building up the temple is so that it may be a dwelling place for God. And God will dwell in the temple to show that He is amongst His people. And so when the tabernacle and when the temple were constructed, God dwells amongst His people. And He is amongst His people. He is with them. But when we come to the New Testament, we see that the church is God's true dwelling place. And so the church is not only God's dwelling place, it is also the temple of God. And so by dwelling, by being in the dwelling place and being in the temple, God shows that He is with His people. Christ not only dwells in the temple through Spirit, but the church is to exemplify who God is. That's why Paul says that the church is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. And so when David was speaking of the construction of the temple, he says that the work is great, and the glory should spread amongst the nations. And so we see that this is actually in speaking pertaining to the church. And so what is the testimony of the church on
earth?
That the church being His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all, to exemplify all of this. So people may see the head of the church and His wisdom and His power and His
充满万有神的丰盛在教会里面。
So we can see the fullness of God who fills all in all in the church.
用什么？这是教会的见证。
This is the testimony of the church.
是为了教会，为了神荣耀旨意能够成就在教会身上。
So for a glorious purpose to be accomplished in the church.
我们看见神一直在做建造教会的工作。
We see God's work of building up of the church.
这是一个伟大的荣耀工作。
And this is a great and glorious work.
从教会在地上产生直到今天超过两千年。
From the day the church was created to now, it's been 2,000 years.
似乎这个工程还没有完成。
And it seems that this work is not yet completed.
但是我们感谢主，借着会幕的建造，借着圣殿的建造。
But we thank the Lord through the construction of the tabernacle, through the construction of the temple.
荣耀工程要建造成功。
This glorious work will one day be complete.
神荣耀要显在教会身上。
And God's glory will be shown through the church.
也要借教会把神荣耀彰显出来。
And through the church, this glory will be shown forth.
这是在启示录让我们所看见的。
And this is the revelation we ought to receive and know.
当教会建成以后呢？
And after the church is constructed.
从天降临的时候。
And when the Lord comes down.
那就被称为那是圣城耶路撒冷。
Then that will be the Holy Jerusalem.
这是教会荣耀的光景所要显出来的。
This is the glorious condition the church ought to show.
就像刚刚弟兄领诗的那首《荣耀教会》。
Just like the song that the brother just led us.
所以我们今天看教会，不是看今天地上教会的光景如何。
So when we look at the church, we don't look at the church's current condition.
那从永远里面。从神心里面来看教会。
We need to look at it with the eternal perspective from God's perspective.
我们才知道我们是一般有指望的人。
Then we can see that we are people of hope.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank.
教会不是别的。
That the church is not.
教会乃是我们这些蒙恩得救的儿女。
But the church is us sinners saved by grace.
起初会幕建造说神的百姓把礼物带到神面前归给神。
And so, for the construction of the tabernacle, there's contributions made to God.
今天建造教会材料呢，是我们这些人。
And today, the building material for the church is us.
所以彼得告诉我们说嘞，主是活石，我们来到主面前也像活石。
So Peter says that we are living stones, and we come before God as living stones.
神今天在我们这些活石的身上做建造工作。
And today, God is using us as living stones to do this building work.
神的旨意最终怎么成就在我们身上呢？
And how is the will of God to be accomplished with us?
头一件事情就像当初神把信把各样礼物、把各样会幕所需要材料献给神。
It is just like in days old where people would offer up these building materials. So we also need to offer ourselves as a spiritual sacrifice. Only when we offer up ourselves to God, then God can begin His building work. And thank the Lord, when we offer ourselves a sacrifice
to Him,
God is now doing up the building up of.
是，我们从会幕的建造里面，我们也看见了过程。
And so from the construction of the tabernacle, we see this process.
百姓所献给神那些礼物、那些材料，不过是一些原始的材料，就是。
The people offered up the material that people offered were just temporary material.
还不能直接放在会幕的建造上面。
Unfinished material. They cannot just put it on the altar.
必须把这原始的材料把它结合组织起来，然后成为一种器皿，然后把。各种器皿摆在一起，会幕才能被建造起来。
But they had to bring together, to carve it into vessels, then it could be constructed.
同样，圣殿的建造也是啊。
Same with the temple.
圣殿所用的石头都是从山中里面挖出来又大又宝贵的石头。
The stones used to construct the temple were taken from the mountains, and they were large from the quarry.
那些石头不是一下可以把它带到建造圣殿那个地方来建造圣殿。
And they could not immediately be moved to be used for the building up of the temple.
圣经告诉我说，这些能够带到圣殿场地来建成为圣殿建造材料的这些石头呢？
And so the Bible tells us that for these stones to be used in the construction of the temple.
那是已经凿成的石头。
But they are already finished stone, furnished stone.
已经 ready 成为一个合用器。
They were made ready to be the construction material.
那就是说，这些石头在山中还没有把它带到那个工地的时候。
That is while they were still at the mountain before even bringing it to the temple ground.
神在这些石头上有些工作。
God already did some work on these stones.
把每一块石头都制造成合用建造圣殿的材料。
that these stones were carved to be made ready for use for the construction.
然后把这些各样不同石头带到工地来，把它结合起来，联合起来的时候。
And then they were brought to the place where they were connected together.
圣殿才能建造起来。
Then can the temple be constructed?
很奇妙，圣经告诉我说，当圣殿在建造的时候，一点锤子的声、铁锤声都没有。
And so it's amazing because it talks about when the stones were being carved that there was not a single sound being produced.
因为每一块石头都制成那个合用的器皿。
Because each stone was being carved into something ready to use.
是和其他石头和那器皿结合在一起的时候是很和谐的，是很平安的。
And so when the stones were put together, it was a very harmonious and peaceful work.
所以一点声音都没有。
There's not a single sound being produced.
然后今天教会是说能够被建造起来。
And this speaks of how the church ought to be built up as well.
这些每一块活石宝贵是主重价所买回来的石头。
That we as living stones who were purchased with a great price, that we would learn the work of the cross. And these natural stones that the Lord may do his work. That those things not compatible with the building of the church may be done away with. May be dealt with. And after all the work is complete, when all these living stones are then put together, then there will be much harmony and rest when they're connected. And there will be not a single sound. Because all the living stones has gone through the work. And this is the work of the cross you have to learn today. Only when one learns the work of the cross, then can they be built up into the cross. Then they can be connected with all the other living stones, with all the other saints. And then we will see the church slowly being constructed. And we see that in the construction of the tabernacle, God also called out two people, which is whom we read about in Exodus 35. One is Bezalel and the other Oholiab. And he has filled them with the spirit of God and wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all craftsmanship. And these two workers led the people in constructing up the tabernacle.
起来的时候，神的旨意成就在他们当中。And
when the tabernacle was constructed, then the will of God was accomplished amongst them.
来到新约，我们也看见这样一个原则。We
also see the same principle in the New Testament.
神在那里建造教会是怎么建造的？How
does God construct up the church?
我们接下来交通另外神建造教会的一个原则。And
today we'll look at another principle in terms of the building up of the church.
还是借着他的话来建造教会。
It is through His Word that He built up the church.
神怎样建造教，用他的话来建造教会呢?
How does He use His Word to build up the church?
以弗所书第四章来告诉我们说,
and just like what we read in Ephesians chapter 4,
神赐给教会有使徒、有先知、有传福音的牧师的教士。
So He gave some as apostles and prophets.
借这几种有恩赐的工人，他们在那里。 为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And so that we can all
第十二节
Oh, okay, For the equipping of the saints for the work of service, the building up of the body of Christ.
我们的这几种功能有恩赐的人，他们都是用神的话来建造家服事教会。
We know that these workers with their gifts all use God's words for the building work.
我们知道神好像在那里有许多的工作,
we know that there are many works to be completed.
但是我们知道神所有的工作都是为了建造他的教会。
But all these works are for one purpose, which is the building up of the church.
不说是其他神所有的工作，那不过是一个间接的工作。
Oh, so it's an indirect work.
但是在神建造教会最直接的一个建造是借着神的话。
But the most direct way to build up the church is through his word.
不管前面从过去讲的几种来建造教会的原则里面，最终都是要根据神的话来建造。
And so no matter what principle we look at, all the points back that God's word needs to be used.
所以我们看见这几种工这几个工人，他们是用神的话来建造教会。
So we see that these workers all use God's word for building up.
因为从新约到新约，我们就看见神做工是借着他的话来做工。
Because from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we see that the word of God is used for building up.
来成就他的旨意。
To accomplish His will.
所以创世纪一开始的时候，我们就看见神在如何创造万有。
So we see in creation in Genesis how God uses His word for His work.
创世纪第一章那里告诉我们说，神一说话事就成了。
And in Genesis, we see that when God says something, something is created.
神说要有光，就有了光。
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
神说天下水要聚在一处，聚在一起一处，使旱地露出来，事就成了。
God said, "Let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so.
这在创世纪第一章在那一再说神说神说。
So in Genesis, we see God said, God said.
有九次说到神说。
There are nine times that God says,
"When God speaks, the work is done."
And when God speaks, that work is done.
So, Hebrews 11 that tells us.
And so we also see in Hebrews chapter 11.
We by faith know that the whole world is by God's word created.
By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God. And so everything that was created was by the word of God.
今天许多科学家在那边研究探讨到底这个宇宙是由来是怎么来的。
So scientists today often investigate how was the universe created.
他们在那有许多推论，从宇宙现象里面，他们产生许多很多不同的科学理论。
And they come up with many different theories and proposals to explain this phenomenon.
但是感谢神，我们回到神的话语当中。
But we thank the Lord that when we return to His Word,
这是一个很简单的信息。
With a simple faith,
神说，诸世界都是借着神话造成的。
That the worlds were prepared by the Word of God.
所以这个宇宙怎么由来，对我们来说一点问题都没有。
And so how this universe came to be is not a question for us.
都是神借着话和话所造成的。
But because it was prepared through the Word of God.
我们重生得救也是一样，借着神的话。
Just like how we were saved.
所以彼得前书那里告诉我们说，我们重生是因为那不能坏的种子。
That's why Peter says that we were born again, through the imperishable.
是借着那神活泼长存的道。
Through the living and enduring Word of God.
当我们听信神的话，接受神的话的时候，我们就重生得救。
When we hear the word and receive the word, we are born again.
借着神活泼长存的道。
Through His living Word and enduring Word.
那福音十三章主耶稣讲到天国比喻的时候。
And in Matthew 25, when the Lord was speaking about the kingdom, also, chapter 13, about the kingdom,
那讲天国比喻的时候，头一个比喻就是撒种的比喻。
The first thing he talked about was the sower.
那撒种人把那个种子撒在地上。
And the sower throws these seeds on the floor.
那个种子就是神的道。
And these seeds are the word of God.
当神的道种在地里面，地里长出来，那个、天国就产生了。
And one on whom the seed is sown on good soil and bears fruit, this is the kingdom.
所以我们看见神做工都是借着他的话做成他的工作。
And so we see that God uses His word to accomplish His
work. 神都是借着他的话来成就他所要做的事情。
And God uses His word to accomplish what He seeks to do.
所以同样，神今天要建造他的教会的时候，也是同样用他的话来建造教会。
And so today, for the building up of the church, God also uses His word.
所以神赐下这几种有恩赐的人在那里要来建造教会。
And so God uses these saints with these gifts in order to accomplish this work.
再来说，为要目的，这些人是什么？为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
For the unity of For the equipping of the saints for the work of service.
就是借着他们所传递神的话的装备来成全圣徒们。
That is so that through the service that these saints are equipped.
然后他们才能够尽他们的职分，在那里建立基督的身体，建造教会。
And so for the purpose to the building up of the body of Christ.
那我们看这几种人，使徒和先知是怎样一种人呢？
And so, these apostles and prophets, what type of people are they?
使徒和先知乃是说到他们是最先得着神启示的一般人。
These are the people who first received the revelation from God.
所以在前面第三章那里告诉我们。第三章
in chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 3.
保罗在那里讲到福音的奥秘，讲到基督的奥秘，讲到一些属灵奥秘的时候。
When it talks about these mystery, the mystery of Christ, all these spiritual mysteries.
他说这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知。
It says, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit.
所以我们看见神的奥秘呢，是头一个是借着使徒和先知把他启示出来的。
So we see that God's mystery is first revealed to his holy apostles and
prophets. 所以我们可以说整本圣经，但特别是讲到新约，所有启示、所有话都是从使徒和先知从神那里得着的。
So we see when we look at the Bibles, especially in the New Testament, that everything that was revealed, it was revealed through the holy apostles and prophets.
22章20节那里说，教会是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
And so that's why in chapter 2, verse 20 says, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
所以我们看见教会是建立在神话语的根基上。
So we see that the church is built on the foundation of God's word.
教会建造不仅是建造在神话语的根基上。
God's word acts as the not only acts as the foundation for.
那是一个基础。
It is the very base.
但神继续要做建造教会的时候，他仍然是借着他的话来建造。
And so through the building of the church, it is through God's word.
根基表示说你要有一个根据，一个来源。
So foundation means that everything needs to be based on it.
这是一个基础。
This is the base.
基础呢是神的话。
And this is God's word.
但是凭借是什么呢？你是借着什么？
And what is it through?
仍然是借着神的话。
It is also through God's word.
所以这是使徒和先知他们所显出来的功用。
And so this is the purpose of the apostles and prophets.
传福音也是一样。
Just like evangelism.
传福音也是把神的话，把神的福音传给人。
It is to share the word of God, the gospel with others. 能
听见的福音，相信主耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And when they believe in the gospel, they receive the Lord as Lord and Savior.
人着相信接受神的话，就得救了。
And we receive God's word, they are saved.
那牧师、教师也是同样一个原则。
Same with pastors and teachers.
人不仅得救，还需要有牧养。
Not only do they need to be saved, but God's people need to be led.
牧养不是单单只是说帮圣徒们做一些事，服侍他们一些事情。
Shepherding doesn't mean just looking after their needs.
牧养更重要的是把神的话来供养他们，供应他们。
But it is to share the word of God with them.
好叫他们属于生命可以得到成长。
So that their spiritual lives may grow.
同样，教师也是一样。
Same with teachers.
教师呢是用神的话教导神的百姓，叫他们知道如何来过属灵的生活。
To teach others how to live the spiritual life through the word of God.
所以我们看见这一切建造都是根据神借着一些有恩赐的人所传递出来、所教导出来的。
So we see that through all these differentservices that it's through the God's word that the building up is accomplished. Because God's word is given to his people for the equipping of the saints. For the equipping of the saints.
让他们好像有这些装备以后，他们才能够真正能够尽他们的职分。
For the work of service.
叫他们能够真正能够照着神所量给他们那个恩典，或者说职分去尽他们功能。
So according to the grace that has been given to them, that they may attain to this work of service.
若是没有这些装备的话，他们这些圣徒，他们就没有办法尽他们职分。
Because without the equipping of the saints, then they will be unable to accomplish the work of service.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见神的话在神建造的过程当中是一个非常重要的一个因素。
So we see the importance of God's word through all these services.
那在那里，这些借着这些有恩赐的工人把神的话传递出来、传讲出来的时候呢？
And through these gifted individuals, once the word of God is shared with the people,
他们在那头一个人乃是让人明白神的旨意是什么。
It is so that they may know what the will of God is.
因为神的话就是神心意的一个发表。
Because his word is the expression of his heart.
所以整本圣经神的话都是神心意的一个发表。
And so the entire Bible is the expression of God's desire.
所以当他们把用神的话来教导人说，让人明白到底神永远旨意是什么。
And so through sharing the word, people will come to understand what is God's eternal purpose.
我们说到这个
神的心意就是整个教会建造的一个蓝图。
We know that the will of God is the acts as a blueprint for the church.
会幕建造有蓝图。
The construction of the tabernacle had a blueprint.
摩西呢是照着神身上所指示的会幕的样式来建造会幕。
For Moses received this instruction from God on how to construct the tabernacle.
今天教会的建造也是根据神永远旨意来建造教会。
And today also, the church is being built up according to the eternal
那神
永远
旨意是什么呢？
And what is God's eternal purpose?
神永远旨意只有一个。
There's only one thing.
基督和他的教会。
Christ and his church.
这是神永远旨意的中心和内容。
This is the core content of the will of God.
今天咱们讲到神旨意的时候，我们也常说我们要知道神的旨意是什么。
We often say today we need to know what the will of God is.
我们常都是讲到我们生活上许多那琐碎的事情。
We often talk about many different things in our lives.
我们在说我要明白神的旨意，神到底要让我读哪一个学校。
We often say we want to know what the will of God is for me to know what school to go to.
到底神的旨意是什么？
Or what work or career to pursue.
我到底该不该做这个，不该或不该做那个，到底神的旨意是什么？
Should I do this or should I do that? What is the will of God?
我们看见人在这里讲到神的旨意的时候，都是关系到个人生活需要各种事情。
Often when people refer to the will of God, they are referring to their own individual needs and desires.
都是关系到那属地事物的事情。
It is pertaining to worldly things or fleshly things. 和
世界上人没有什么差别。
And it's not much different from those of the world.
世界上人他们所关心所追求都是地上的事物。
For people of the world also pursue after such things in the world.
这不是说好像神就不关心我们肉身上地上生活各种需要。
This is not to say that God does not care about our needs on earth.
神乃是在那里告诉我们说，你要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
But God is saying that to set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth.
什么是上面的事？
What are the things above?
是属灵的事，永远的事，将来的事。
It is eternal things, things to come.
地上的事就是人肉身上各种的需要。
Things on earth are man's own needs.
那主耶稣也说，你们不要为不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
The Lord Jesus also said, "Do not worry then, what will we eat or what will we drink?"
这都是外邦人所求的。
These are the things that the outsiders seek.
你们要先求他国和他义。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这些东西要加给你们。
And all these things will be added unto you.
这些东西就是我们肉身上所有需要，他要加给我们。
And these are the fleshly things, our own needs of the self that the Lord will provide.
但头一个就是我们要先求他国他义。
But first, we need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这是我们所要需要追求要明白的。
This is what we ought to pursue.
所以当保罗写信给罗马教会的圣徒的时候，
and so when Paul was writing the epistle to the Romans,
他说在神的百姓当中有一班人，
he says that amongst us people that there are a group,
他们不是服侍我们主耶稣基督，乃是服侍自己的肚腹，
that there are slaves not of our Lord Christ but of their own appetites.
他说他们神就是自己肚腹，
so that is to say that their own God is their own appetite.
专以地上的事为。
They focus on the worldly things.
但今天地上是不是以自己的肚腹为神呢？
Are people not on earth also having their appetites be their guide?
神，什么是叫神？什么叫做神？
So what is God?
神就是他以这个为他中心，为他目标，为他一切。
God is who they regard as their center, as everything they do.
受这位神的支配控制。
So as they are controlled by this God.
你看今天地上是不是肚腹就是他成为神，肚腹支配他一切。
When you look at people on earth, have not their own appetites become their God.
生活形态，怎么生活方向目标。
How they live their lives, conduct themselves.
这是地上人的光景。
This is the condition of people on earth.
但是我们今天所侍奉的不是我们肚腹。
But today we serve not our own appetites.
我们所侍奉的是我们神自己，我们主耶稣基督。
But we serve our God, our Lord Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见当神的话出来的时候，我们就明白。
And so when the word of God is shared, then we understand what is the will of God.
所以头一个这些工人把神的话传递出来的时候，就把神的永远旨意来告诉我们。
And so when through these workers, when they share the word of God, we understand what the will of God is.
所以当一个人知道神永远旨意的时候，他才知道如何尽他圣徒的职分，尽他属灵的功用。
So once we understand what is the eternal purpose of God, then we can offer ourselves up to be used.
我们看见保罗他不仅是奉神旨意蒙召做使徒。
We know that Paul's mission is not only just to make disciples. But he serves according to the will of God. And so when we look at the Word of God, when we understand what His will is, then our service and our pursuit, we will have a goal and a direction. Because we serve according to the will of God. So when the Word of God is shared, then the will of God is expressed. And when God's Word is expressed, then light is shared. And so when these people share the Word of God, they share this light with others. And once there's light, there's no darkness. We know that Paul, when he was sent to do God's work, he was sent to open their eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God. We are a people whose eyes were blinded. We were in darkness and we were people who did not know God. But when we receive God's word, then there is light. And in this light, we see God, we can know who our Lord is. And when we have light, we know what His will is. And so what is Paul's work? To open their eyes so that they may have light. We know that it is very easy to share logic with others. So if you are a learned individual, if you are eloquent in your words, you can easily share things with others. But it is difficult to bring light to others. Unless you have light yourself. Paul is someone who had light. So he is not there just to share these reasonings or logic. But he is to express the word of God to bring light to others.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, oftentimes we see people who expound on the word of God and they share many things that seem logically correct. But does not seem that this person has light or is a man of God.
属灵长者讲解神话的时候，你会发，你会觉得说，哇，真是有光。
And on the other hand, you see some people when they share on the word of God, you exclaim, "Wow, they have light."
这是一个属灵看见的人，这是个认识神的人。This
is someone who truly has spiritual sight, who has seen God.
我们听起来感受会不一样。And
when we listen to these people, our feelings are much different.
有时候我们看见属灵书籍，我们读到说，哇，真是有光。
And when we read certain spiritual books, we say, wow, there is light in this. This is the experience of one who has truly seen the light, seen God, has written this book. Because they have light. And so they bring this light to people. And in light, we can see light and see more light. And we see when the Lord Jesus was on earth. And he says, "Woe to you, the Pharisees, for you are blind." Because they have forgotten the purpose of God in His law.
他们就像瞎子一样，瞎子领瞎子，结果两个都掉到坑里面。
They are like the blind leading the blind, and they will fall into the pit.
怀赛人他们在那里教导人，但他们没有光。
And so the Pharisees were also teaching, but they lacked light.
他们不知道什么是古人遗传，他们不知道是神的诫命。
They don't know what is tradition and what the purpose of God is.
他们不知道什么是大的，什么是次要，什么是小的。
They don't know what is important, what is primary, what is secondary.
他们在告诉人说，你指的圣殿，只是算不得什么。
And they're saying that the way to speak of the temple amounts to nothing.
但是你若是指的圣殿里面的金石，你就要遵守。
But if it speak about the gold in the temple, then they uphold it with such diligence.
主要是说他们不知道什么是大的，他们以为是金子是大的。
And so the Lord says they do not know what's important. They think the gold is the important thing.
他们不知道金子是圣殿才加成圣的。
But they do not know that it is the temple that makes the gold worthy.
所以他们以为古人遗传才是重要的。
And so they think that tradition is what's important.
他说他主他在问主责备，他说质疑主耶稣说你们的门徒为什么吃饭的时候不洗手？
And so the Pharisees were accusing the Lord, saying, "Why do your disciples not wash their hands when they eat?"
这是当时犹太人的习俗，一个传统。
And this is the tradition at the time.
他们违背，为了遵守古人遗传，就违背神的诫命。
And for their desire to uphold tradition, they violated the commandment.
你看今天多少人在那边教导我们说要守住那些古人传统遗传。
How often do we seek to uphold the tradition of man?
特别刚过去，刚过才过一个所谓的圣诞节。
For example, the Christmas which we just celebrated.
你看每年碰到这个节气的时候，那个整个基督教好像起来大翻转，起来大发热心起来。
It seems that every year at Christmas, all of a sudden, all the Christians around the world are much more active.
那不过是一个古人遗传就是了。
But this is merely a tradition.
一个传统就是了。
It's a traditional, cultural tradition.
神的诫命没有这样说，没有这样吩咐。
God never had commanded for us to do such a thing.
你看，今天多少人就落到那光景里面。
But how many people today fall under that condition?
所以为什么主耶稣那么严厉责备法利赛人说，你们这些瞎眼的人有祸了。
And so why then does the Lord so severe towards these people, saying, "Woe to you, the blind Pharisees"? You yourself falling into the pit is not enough, but you have to bring others into the pit with you. So, brothers and sisters, when we read God's word, we need to have the light. Because only with light can we understand what the will of God is. So the Lord has often said to them, "Have you not read these words?" Indeed, on Sabbath they often read the Mosaic word. But they read and do not understand.
So the Sadducees there read, but they do not believe in a resurrection.
And so the Sadducees, they read, but they do not believe in a resurrection. And they do not believe in angels or things of the sort. And so they don't believe in the spiritual reality. Because they read and they did not understand. So if we do not understand, then we cannot have light. And if we do not have light, then we rely on our own senses. So, brothers and sisters, this is a big warning because it's so dangerous. Because when God's word is open, then there will be light. And in light, we can see light. And so in Matthew 25, the Lord speaks of the parable of the 10 virgins. There were 5 prudent and 5 foolish. And the prudent took oil in their flasks along with their lamps. And the foolish, they had the lamps, but they did not bring the oil. And they were waiting for the bridegroom. And then the bridegroom came. Oh, because he was delayed, they slept.
And
so when the bridegroom came, those who did not have oil tried to borrow from those who had the oil. But the prudent said that there will not be enough, that you have to buy it yourselves. How come they can't borrow the oil, but they have to pay the price for the oil? Because oil, on one hand, speaks of life in the Bible. You can't borrow life. You can borrow light. When I was younger, in my 20s, not even 30 yet, there was an elderly brother. And if I mention a name, brothers and sisters may know him. He has gone to be with the Lord. And so I asked his brother, how do you read the Bible? He just said, you just listen more. Just listen to the word more. And I said, if this is listening to messages, I can read more spiritual books. And so years later, I asked another brother who also reads the Bible often. And so I asked him, how do you read the Bible? And he says, just read it more. He didn't say how to read. So this is a core memory for me that the first brother said to listen more. To listen more to the Word of God, to listen more to the preaching of the Word. And then I realized it's from the light shown by others, we can receive light. But spiritual lives cannot be borrowed. But you can borrow light. If I don't have light, but others have light, I can borrow that light. Because they have given their light to me, in their light, I see light. And through their light, we can see more of the things of God. So brothers and sisters, we need to often listen and read God's word. Because when God's word comes, there will be light. And we know that the light is the Lord himself. And the Lord says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Thank the Lord that we come before him. He opens our eyes and we can see light. Then we can know what the will of God is. And we know that this light also comes through the revelation from the Spirit. And so in Ephesians chapter 1, we see that there is this prayer of Paul. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and a knowledge of Him. Only through the spirit of revelation can our eyes be open. Then can we truly know Him, have this true knowledge? I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so you may know what is the hope of His calling. And so, brothers and sisters, when we are saved, not only do we need the light of the gospel, when we walk in this world, we also need the light. That's why the Lord says, he who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. So if one does not follow after the Lord, he is left in darkness. But if one follows after the Lord, then that person will have the light of life. Then we will have light within us. And when we have light, we'll see what a great blessing this is to be saved by grace. And so that's why Paul prays that the eyes of heart may be enlightened, so you may know what is the hope of his calling. What is this hope?
It
tells us in Romans chapter 8. That is, in Romans 8, the adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. That is, as sons, we one day grow up and we receive the inheritance from the Father.
等到有一天主再来说我们身体要得赎改变成为荣耀身体像主耶稣荣耀身体一样
And one day when our Lord comes our bodies there will be a redemption of our body our bodies will be glorious as the Lord's
这是得救的盼望
This is the hope of our salvation
感谢主我们得救不是单单不下地狱火湖而已
So thank the Lord our hope is not just not to go to hell
我们得救乃是要盼望当主再来的时候
But the hope of our salvation is that one day when the Lord comes,
我们要得着儿子的名分
we eagerly wait for our adoption as sons.
因为这儿子的名分我们得救的时候已经得着了。
On one hand, when we are saved, we already received it.
但是一方面这儿子的名分完全成熟长大成人的时候需要等到主耶稣再来的时候。
But this adoption of sons will be complete when the Lord comes back again.
就像一个人他父亲是个非常富有的人。
Just like a person whose father is very rich.
他留一大笔遗产给他儿子
and his father has left a great inheritance to his son
子民给他这儿子才承受
only his son can receive such a thing
他的确已经有儿子这个名分了
indeed the son is already the son
但是旧的法律来规定他必须要长到18岁的时候他才能真正来使用支配父亲所留给他遗产
but according to law he can only receive the inheritance when he turns 18
那就是等到他成熟的时候他才真的享受父亲一切的丰富
That is to say when he becomes mature to enjoy the riches of his father
感谢主这是主有一天再来的时候
And thank the Lord that this is what will happen one day when our Lord returns
我们进到永远荣耀的时候我们那才能真正享受在基督里面所赐给一切的丰富
When we enter into that eternal glory then we can receive the fullness of those riches
救恩的丰富到那一天我们才能享受
And only on
享受享尽
And that day, can we enjoy and experience all these things?
这是蒙召得救的一个盼望。
This is the hope of our calling.
所以当我们跟从这个主生命的光的时候
And so when we walk according to the Lord's light,
当神的话一传出来不仅有了光
When the word of God is expressed and there is light,
我们在那里是得到生命的供应。
And then we will receive the provision of life.
所以主耶稣说若是人跟从我就不在黑暗你就要得到生命的光。
So the Lord says, He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
生命和光常连在一起。
Light and life are often interrelated.
就像今天自然界也是一样，有光的地方就有生命。
Just like today in a natural world, where there is light, there is life.
没有光的地方就是黑暗，就是死亡的地方。
And where there is no light, there is no life.
所以当有光的时候，我们就在那就得到生命的供应。
And so when there is light, we receive the provision of life.
所以就是我们今天来说，当我们在读神的话，明白神的话，一有光的时候，里面就得到生命的供应。
And so when we read the word of God, we receive the provision of life through His word.
我们就得到生命的粮。
We receive the nourishment.
所以耶利米书在那说，耶和华万军之神啊。
And that's why it says in Jeremiah.
他说我得着你的话，当食物吃了。
I receive your word as a food for my stomach.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在领受神的话，就是领受那生命的粮。
And so when we receive God's word, we are receiving this provision of life.
我们生命就在那成长。
And we're receiving this bread, and we are growing.
所以从我们经里面，从我们那个属灵的事实，我们可以看见一件事情。
And so from these things, we can come to understand this thing.
一个人属灵生命成长快慢，跟他领受神的话多少有关系。
We see how closely related is one's rate of growth and in terms of how much they receive from the word.
他领受神话有多少，根据他得到光有多少。
How much they can receive from the word depends on how much light they have.
所以我们看见那些在教会里面那些蒙恩得救以后属灵生命在成长的人。
And so we see those who have been saved by grace in the church and their spiritual growth.
很大因素就是说，因为他们爱慕神的话。
And oftentimes it's because they have a love for God's word.
他们喜欢读神的话，默想神的话。
They love to read God's word and meditate on God's word.
得到光。
And so they receive the light.
有光，他们里面就是得到生命的供应。
And because they have the light, they have this spiritual provision.
若读神的话没有光，不明白。
And for those who read the word and do not understand,
我里面好像就得不到太多什么东西。
Who do not have light, it seems they cannot get much.
这从弟兄姊妹身上的经历很实在，有这样一个事实。
And this is a reality that brothers and sisters we see in our lives.
所以那些属灵生命为什么成长快，走在前面的那些弟兄姊妹们
？And so why are there those who can see this great growth in their spiritual lives?
一个不改变的事就是他们不仅读神的话，也明白神的话，有了光。
Because one thing that is indisputable is that they read God's word and they have an understanding of it.
所以他们一直在领受生命的供应，生命的粮食。
And they have this light and they have this provision of life in them.
自然而然，他们生命就在成长。
And so naturally their lives will grow.
而那些好像在读神的话，好像但是没有光，他们里面就没有得到光，他们生命就停顿在一个某一个程度上。
And others who read the word who do not have this light, it seems that their life has stalled.
不容易往前。
And it's hard to move forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是要需要神怜悯我们，不仅要有光，叫我们能得到生命。
So brothers and sisters, we need to ask for God's mercy for us, for there to be light in us to know His word.
更重要的是说，我们要需要常常在默想神的话。That
is another way to say we need to often meditate on His word.
因为我常默想神的话，才会得到光，才会得到生命的光。Because
only when one often meditates on His word can he receive the light.
就像诗篇第一篇那里告诉我们。Just
like in Psalm 1.
唯喜爱耶和华律法，作为思想的人，他们是有福的。But
His delight is in the law of the Lord, and His law He meditates day and night.
因为他们像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water,
按时候结果子,树叶子也不枯干,
which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. Because they have been firmly planted by streams of water. And they receive this provision and nourishment from the Lord. We know that our Lord Himself is the bread of life.
And
He says that whoever partakes of Him will never hunger.
And so
there are those who go before the Lord for nourishment and they are satisfied. These people don't seem to have much interest in things outside of the Lord.
你若是吃到好东西,吃饱了,你会再想吃别的东西吗?
If you eat something and you're completely satisfied, will you want to eat more?
因为他们吃到一个食物,叫他们灵里面得饱足了。
Because they have eaten something that has given them spiritual satisfaction.
所以地上的事物对他们来说,那吸引力就没有了,或者说减少很多。
So things of the world, other things outside of the Lord, no longer attract them.
今天就是因为没有得着这个基督作为生命的粮。
So today, we need to have the Lord as our bread of life.
里面觉得饥饿,
and we have our hunger within,
里面觉得有一种需要,
within us. We have this need within us.
但是不知道这个需要什么才能真正满足,
but do we know what can truly satisfy that hunger?
所以就从世界里面找各种娱乐,一种各活动要满足他们的需要。
Man on earth seeks various forms of entertainment or other things to satisfy them.
但是我们知道永远是没办法填满我们这个心。
But we know that these things cannot satisfy our hearts.
所以, 历史上有一个非常有名的 应该Austin吧
Austin
他说神为我们造一个小小的心
T. Austin Sparks okay, well it's a brother who says that God created a small heart for us
这个世界虽然大
and even though this world is so large
却不能叫我们这个小小的心填满我们这个小小的心叫我们心满足
Yet cannot can only fill this heart in part.
因为这个心啊,是为神所预备,为主所预备的。
Because this heart is prepared for the Lord.
只有主进到里面,我们这个心肠真正满足。
Only when the Lord enters us can this heart truly be satisfied.
感谢主,当神的话一解开,发出亮光,带出生命的供应的时候,人里面就得了饱足。
Thank the Lord that when God's word is expressed, when we see the light, when we're receive the provision, our hearts can be satisfied.
神的话也是要像道, 神的话就像水,
and God's word is like water.
所以后面第五章那里告诉我们说, 神要用水记得道, 把教会洗净, 成为圣洁,
and that's why Ephesians 5 also says that God will wash the church clean with the water.
可以献给自己做个荣耀教会,
to present himself a glorious church.
毫无玷污,
Holy and without blemish.
乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的,
without any spot or wrinkle.
所以这些工人把神的话传递出来的时候就像水一样,
and so when the word of God is expressed, it is like this water.
可以把教会把我们这个人洗净成为圣洁荣耀教会献给主。
And so it can wash clean the church and present herself to God.
这个水是怎么样洁净我们呢?
And how does this word wash us?
洁净我们身上一些玷污皱纹等类的病.
It gets rid of every spot and wrinkle we have.
我们知道我们在地上行走的时候，多少少与这个世界有一些接触。
We know that when we walk in this world, how often we come into interaction with the world.
难免会接触到一些污秽肮脏的东西，成为我们身上一些玷污。
And we may come across things that leave spots on us or get us dirty.
现在神的话来了，就可以像水一样洗净我们，洁净我们。
But the word of God can come and wash us and cleanse us.
当水帮我们从身上冲洗一下，说我们这个人就觉得好像里面的暗淡污秽那些东西好像就退去，就消除掉了。
And when we are washed clean, then it seems all these different things that have tainted us are now dealt with.
就像一个人从白天整天上班工作，回到家也好像很疲乏，像里面沾了一些污秽东西。
And just like one, when one goes out to work and comes back, they collect this dust and all these other dirty things.
等他回来冲个澡以后，他整个人清爽多，舒服多了。
But then when they come back and take a bath, they are washed clean and feel good. And they are made refreshed.
神的话就有这样功用。
God's word has this work.
像水一样。
Like water.
所以当我们在地上生活的时候，难免接触到一些灰尘，但是等到来到神话面前的时候，神的话就像水洗净了我们。
We may collect dust as we walk in this world, but when we come before God's word, we are washed clean.
我们心灵里面又舒起来。
And our hearts are refreshed.
我们与神之间、与主之间，好像那个间隔就被除去了。
And any obstacle that may have been constructed between us and God is dealt away with.
所以水不仅在那边洗净我们身上一些污秽、肮脏的东西。
And so the water not only gets rid of the unclean things in us.
他说这水也要洗净我们这身上这些皱纹等类的病。
And he says having deals with any spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
什么是皱纹？
What is wrinkle?
皱纹是一个人老化身上脸上所表现出来一个症状。
A wrinkle is something that one develops when they become older.
那就是说我们这个人属于生命好像那么老化掉了。
And so it's like we have become old in our spiritual lives.
已经退化了。
And we are start regressing.
这个退化不是因为年纪关系，而是因为属灵生命好像没有一个生命的气息。
And this regression is not because of youth, but because there's nothing that seems to cause us to grow healthily anymore.
像肉身的生命一样，皱纹就长出来了，因为老了，老化了。
And so wrinkles develop because they have become very old.
但是当我们来到主面前的时候，神的话就像水。也把这些皱纹可以把它洗掉。
But when we come before God's word, this word can wash away even these wrinkles.
那里面生命又清新起来，里面又舒畅起来了。
So that we may be refreshed and made exuberant again.
又活泼起来，又有力气了。
To may be made living, to may be made strong.
弟兄姊妹，就我们可以看见神的话实在非常有果效。
So we can see the fruit of God's word.
让这些都是从我们属于生命经历里面都可以体会经历到的。
And this is something we can experience in each of our spiritual lives.
因为都是天天发生在我们身上，发生在我们周围的。
Because this is something happening to us and around us every day.
所以感谢神，神在那边建造他教会的时候。
So we thank the Lord when He is constructing His church.
是用他的话来建造教会。
It is through His word that He constructs the church.
借这些有恩赐这些人呢，把神的话传递出来。
It is through these people who have these gifts to share the word of God to others.
在那边装备我们。
To equip us.
成全我们。
To make us complete.
意思就是，若是没有这些装备，没有这样成全的话，我们就没办法尽我们该尽属灵的功用。
And so, if we are not equipped, then we cannot attain to this work of service.
若是有我们有这些装备
，if we are equipped,
因着神的话在那里显明出来
，because God's word is expressed,
我们看见神永远的旨意是什么
？When we can see what His eternal purpose is,
我们在那里有了光，我们明白神的旨意是什么
？When we have the light and understand His will,
我们在那里因着有光得到生命供应，我们生命也在成长强壮起来。
When we have the light and we are made strong,
不是一个老化、退化、软弱的生命
，it's not regression or stagnation.
我们在那里有水的洁净
，but there we have been washed cleansed by the water of the word.
我们的圣洁成为无瑕疵，成为荣耀教会献给基督。
That we have made holy and blameless and presented before God.
所以人若是有这些装备，有这些成全的话，自然而然我们在这样就能够尽我们的功用。
Because only when the saints are equipped in such a way, then we can be used for service.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一个人都盼望能够尽我们从神给我们那一份的功用。
So brothers and sisters, we all desire to attain to that work of service God has called us to do.
但是若是我们没有这些装备的话
，But if we are not equipped,
恐怕那些都不实际、不实在。
Then those things are not attainable.
可能我们会落到一个凭自己上面做许多事情。
then we will rely on ourselves to do a lot of works. Because we do not know what the will of God is, and we question, why do we have to do this or do that? And instead we rely on things that are religious or things of the world to serve. But if we have God's word and we know what his eternal purpose is, then when we serve him, we will not lose our sense of direction. We will serve him according to his will. And we do not dare go ahead of the Lord to do anything else. And from there, God's word expresses his light. And the eyes of our heart are open. And we no longer try to work in the darkness, but we touch God's heart. And there we receive the provision of life and grow in our spiritual lives. And our spiritual lives will be made purer and purer. And any blemish or anything that is not desirable will be removed away. Then we can attain to this work of service. Then we can attain to the building up of the body of Christ. To build up with the church. And through there to attain to the knowledge of the Son of God. Because only through the Word can we know who the Son of God is. The Son of God, what he thinks about and speaks about. So if you want to know who the Son of God is, then the most basic thing we can do is read the Word. And only when we have the knowledge of the Son of God can we become a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And this is the completion of the building up of the church. The measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And there we can then fully express the fullness of him who fills all in all. To be this testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though this is something that will be accomplished in the future. But we have that hope today that we will participate in the building up of the church. Indeed, what God does, there needs to be a process. We are in that process of the building up of the church today. Can we conduct ourselves such a way that the will of God may be quickly accomplished? This needs our cooperation. It needs our obedience. He is the potter, we are the clay. How can the potter use the clay to create a vessel? This clay needs to be obedient. And to be given into his hands. Then according to his will, he can construct what he has planned. And then one day, his will be accomplished in the church. Will be accomplished in us. And the fullness of his presence will be made apparent in the church. And his eternal purpose will be accomplished through the church. Will be accomplished through us, saved by grace. Because the church is his body. The fullness of him who fills all in all. This is what the testimony of the church will be on earth. We thank the Lord. May this word be an encouragement to us. That in this new year, we will have this goal to continue pressing on. To wait for his return. This will conclude my sharing. May our brother close us with a word of prayer.
have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告.
Father, we just pray for this hunger for your word.
父啊,我们祈求你给我们对你话语的渴慕.
We just ask that you help us to learn the way of the cross.
求你帮助我们可以来学十字架的道路.
So that we may offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice to be used as the material, the building material to build up your church.
让我们可以把自己当成活祭献给你，可以成为建造你教会的材料。
So that as your church, we may be the light of Christ to the world.
作为教会，我们可以把基督耶稣彰显。
Lord, we just give you all the thanks and glory.
把所有的感谢荣耀都归给你。
We just pray this all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉我主，我救主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.